Hi, everybody. Well, today is June, month of June we're in, and the 8th is the day, and the year is 2016. So let's clear the date today. Here we go. So if you're attached to it on timelines, or this may be the day that gets recycled on you every year, and you have stuff happening that's maybe negative, let's release that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's bring up the light beams here. And then we'll do your own particular situation happening. So light beam activation, bringing more peace into your room. That's what they're going to do for you. So bring them up. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now if you have a condition, a situation, or something happening, let's release that. So I'm taking away one program that you're running, and that one program is what you are thinking about right now. We'll just see if we can bring you some peace. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. That's released from you. And let's hear with the aliens that could be in your house, putting the corners, looking down on you and your body somewhere. Or maybe even in your car, or it could even be inside of your pet or animal as they're watching you. So here we go. I have to count to 100 and just see if your body shivers or shakes or you yawn. You might get really hot flashes or something. That's an indication that you had a visitor. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, or maybe even a group of visitors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, maybe families. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody, there we go. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there. Are you around, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship show. It looks like a great night. So we have our special calls coming up this weekend on June 11th, which is Saturday. We have a four-hour Ascension preparation call. And then on Sunday, June 12th, that's going to start our eight-hour healing intensive conference calls. And then that continues next week on Sunday, the 19th, and the week after that, the 26th, also on a Sunday. And then we have some special calls coming up. I believe it's in the next week. Ron, when is the first special call? Is that the 18th?
Yeah, that would be the 18th. So we have that 18th, the malfunctioning alien hardware parts, fiber optic hoses, et cetera. The Android call, people have a little different names on it, but that's the day of that call. And it will start, I believe, at 10 in the morning, Pacific time. That's probably going to be a three-hour call, and it's a $30 donation. If you wish to get on it, just send the donation over to me. Information about it, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be great, just before the call. Then I'll send you over the phone number and the PIN number to get on the call. So let's see. If anybody wants to comment on that, maybe send us something to CLS Questions at Yahoo right now, or get on the chat. You could do that and just maybe. If we have some new listeners, maybe indicate how you feel and if it's helped you. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, we do have a testimonial. It has to do with, it says the Wednesday show. I think they wanted me to read it today. It says, thanks for the recent sensory clearing. I feel less attached to things and slightly clearer. So one of our people out there in the world has done their sensory clearing. So congratulations. I know that's always, like, very cool. And I know we had talked about it maybe about a week ago or 2 weeks ago about what it entails and what you would need to do in order to do it. So that's somebody who did it and said they thought it was great. So that's very cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, the person, I think, came in, what I can remember, about maybe 65,000 years ago. So that would be this debt of being here, say, continuously, you know, in a sense, that's correct. If you feel like you've been here longer, maybe felt like you've been with, you know, some prehistoric animals or something that's been here a lot longer than that, just know that when you go back on the century, I only go back to this current relationship with the earth with you. Sometimes people take time off and they come back and revisit. So this would be your most recent step here. So back to you.
Wow. So when you were saying that, I just thought, okay, so does that mean that you're just telling us what's occurred since we've been on this planet, but a lot of us have been around since even before that? Is that the way it is?
Yeah, that's correct. And maybe you were here a long time ago. You know, let's say you're here a million years ago, and you might have recall of that. Sometimes people have it, and they go other places, and then you come back here again because maybe you just choose to do that. So the way it sort of works, and I'm not 100% correct here, but we'll just say that you need to find a place to go to. So you're on your home base energy. You already left where you were before, before that. So now you're on your home base and you need to know where you can go to. So you maybe get, say, a photo album out or pictures or something like that of different planets of light, and you look around and you find one, and maybe you looked at the Earth again and you go, yeah, I want to go to that place. I mean, you probably won't have any recall of being here before that. Remember, once there's nothing in DNA, we'll say, attached to you from that. So you do come back here brand new without knowing what was here before, but you're probably visualizing, or not visualizing, but seeing pictures of how the Earth is looking. So that's why you choose to come. Now, you could pick a body once you're here that has DNA going back to the get-go, and maybe entities could come in and change the DNA too a little bit, so you could have a lot more recall going back further, knowing that you were someplace that doesn't make any sense to anybody, but you know you were there, and that's because something else is going on, but it would not be your spirit knowing about it. You just come in here brand new, and you come to enjoy life here. So back to you.
Wow. I just wonder if a lot of us have come here simply because this is a very beautiful planet.
I would assume so, yes. Uh-huh. So you may be looking at pictures of the rainforest or something, or something that maybe was here and it's not here now, you just want to come and enjoy life here. And not knowing, about aliens or anything else that's here, because they would not show up, as a life form here that was created by light, because they weren't created by light. So that could be why you came, or maybe you got a hold of the alien tour guide office and they gave you a nice long spiel and gave you stuff that looked a little different than what's here, and you said, man, I'm going to that place. And there you went. You went and you go, why did I come here, But anyway, and then you try to find out, and you go, wow, they weren't telling me the truth, So anyway, that's how it looks like. Because most people, when you talk to them, they go, I don't ever want to come back here again. I've been here, done that, and I know all the hardships and everything else. But remember, when you leave here, everything is erased. So you don't have any memory of the good or the bad or the ugly, You just know that, what you have is, because you have to be cleansed completely. And that's what happens in quarantine at ascension time. So you don't know where you were because you don't have any record of anything. Otherwise, you'd be in duality. And you don't want to be in duality, so that's what happens. So people who are reincarnating now, the dark side takes away the memory of maybe your past lifetimes. and you come back again because you're with the soul family, and the soul family sort of, you know, boots you out, and you get stuck back here. Anyway, I guess we can kind of move on from that, but some people want to know why they're here when they really know that they don't like being here, but they can't get out. So that's why you want to, you know, have clearings to get rid of the stuff that's holding you here. So back to you.
Well, I just wonder, Ron, because I really do not have any memory of other planets, but I'm sure you've seen other planets most recently, but is this one of the most beautiful planets? Like, are there other planets that are look as awesome as this one?
There's one that are equally and maybe even better. Remember, if there's the humans here are destroying the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, if you take away the humans, you know, you just look at a shopping center, what used to be there, you know, probably had a bunch of trees, and maybe there was a creeks around and stuff, you know, streams going where the shopping center is, and you know, the humans took all that away, you know. So that's kind of what you got to look at is realize that the humans have destroyed the planet, you know, with the aliens. The aliens making them do that. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, so could you give us an update on what is going on with the new set of aliens that are hanging out?
What's that again?
Well, like the new set of aliens that have maybe come here as opposed to the old guys that were kicked out a month ago?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of detailed information on that. I know there's a few groups that are kind of coming together. And, you know, they have a different agenda, let's put it that way. And they may want to have the planet, you know, more of a pre-roll zone compared to what it used to be. So I think it will get better, but, you know, they're probably still going to control the energy, you know, of what's going on. But I don't think it's going to be as bad as what it is now.
Okay.
But I can't really say, you know, who they are, what they are, or anything like that, because I don't necessarily know who they are. You know, I've seen the tall whites and dealt with them. Like I mentioned before, I battled them, and then, you know, for maybe a month or so, then all of a sudden they showed up and they started helping me and taking away some aliens that were kind of, you know, do things to me. And so they were, like, in a sense, allies. I have seen maybe a year ago, I seen some bird race come that they wanted to come in here, you know, initially. I had about 35 races, something like that, that wanted to help out, and they would come on a suicide mission even to destroy the ones that were here. But that's kind of old news. One of them was birds, and then I had another one that looked like elephants. I had some that were dinosaurs, so I had a lot of maybe life forms that were here, like animals, okay, wanting to help out. I didn't see any actual human type of aliens. So mainly it was a species that probably was, you know, made extinct from man being here, and they wanted to come in and try to clean the planet up. That's how I would look at it. But I haven't seen any physical-looking aliens that we had to that are allies at this moment, I think. The tall whites might be. But they look a little different too. So, but to my knowledge, the tall whites and the other races are not invading the planet. I don't think they want to actually, well, I can't say that. The tall whites appear to, from what I've understood so far up to now, this moment, they don't want to come and live here. They may want to live in the future, but right now they're trying to hold the space here to make the planet, kind of the way it used to be, and get rid of the aliens that are here in human bodies that are corrupting the planet. So So only time will tell on what's going on with that. And so that's what's happening with the alien energies. And then because the aliens are in charge here, in a sense, you'll start seeing physical changes here at some point as it trickles down. And some of these people are actually no longer here, or maybe a clone replica is here that doesn't know too much because the actual body is actually taken out that was doing the things that they were doing. So you may find people changing their personalities maybe in the future here, or you might hear something on the news that this really bad person now has a change of heart and they're going to be helping humanity instead of stealing from it. Well, that's probably just the clone's agenda, but they download it to the clone because that person no longer probably even exists, but they have to do the showing of what's happening. So that's how I would kind of put that. Because remember, if you have somebody that's well-known about doing these awful deeds, they just can't vanish. There's always a replica here that's going to still be here, but they may, as far as humans would think, not knowing about clones and other things, they may think, oh, person now, you know, changed their ways, maybe they found religion or something, and they're going to be doing something to help humanity instead of stealing from it. But that's just a clone doing it, and that person probably no longer even is living, because they are being hunted down by the aliens that are not here. So that's how I would state that. So back to you.
Wow, thank you so much. That was some very good information. Okay. All right, well, on another note, we did get a very interesting email. I haven't really read it yet, but I'm just looking at the title, and it's a photo, and it says, world's largest piece of curved glass installed at the Apple's $5 billion spaceship headquarters center, and that's being built in California. I don't think it's done yet, but it looks like a big circle, very, very, very large. And our listener is wondering if it is possibly a Stargate.
Boy, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it has that energy on it this moment. So maybe they're preparing it to be something like that, okay? But I don't feel the energy on it is that.
Oh, good. Well, that's a good thing, I guess, then. Okay, good to know. And let's see here. Somebody wrote in a question about the special forces. They say, in the past, I questioned timeline traveling as we are to put ourselves on timelines. They're wondering if it's detrimental to us in any way. And does the same apply as they are doing certain things for the special forces and possibly doing research and using their mind to accomplish these things? So are all those things putting us on timelines?
Well, the first thing, if you are in the special forces, you were taken there when you were enlisted, when I enlisted you. So time was stopped, and that person who you were got transported into the future. And so you have a part of you, a copy of you, we'll say, there. And then, since you're still living here, how do I say that a different way? It's no different than having an alien abduction. Because they took your energy of you and brought you into the future. So they just stopped time and did that. So if you could look at your life stream of your time that you were here, there'd be a glitch in it. And so, but you're still living here. So they just took a little piece of you, we'll say, just cut you out and transported you into the future, and you're still living here as a human. So you are doing things out there that are physical with your physical body and you're wearing whatever clothing you had at that time there, but you probably have a uniform on now, or even a spacesuit. Now, as far as being detrimental, you know, as far as what you're going to sense here or feel here, you may, like I said, if you choose to enlist now, this is not a cakewalk, okay? So before when we were doing enlistments, it was much easier. Now you're probably 24/7 battling aliens, okay? And that could bring you into a situation of maybe waking up in the morning. Maybe you got your arm blown off, and then I had to fix you. And so your arm might be sore. Maybe you have a headache. That could be from being hit in the head with something. You may feel exhausted or tired some days. This is all perfectly normal stuff that you're experiencing, because you are experiencing that, and it comes back here as like a bleed through because your body is here. Some people actually are having physical awareness of what they're doing. They can say, yeah, I did this last night. I know about that. And so that's because you are there doing this. So as far as being detrimental to you, you know, that's up to you, and you can de-enlist whenever you choose to. So, and there are other, you know, other people on the planet doing this. Each, say, government here, and people will say who've been in the military or the police force or whatever, more currently will say, so if somebody knows how to shoot a gun, you know, maybe you live out in, you know, the, you know, wilderness someplace in one of the states, and you know how to shoot a shotgun, and maybe you got approached because you were in the military, and now you're there. And, you know, but you can't say, I don't want to do it anymore, and that's perfectly fine. So, but most people tend to feel like they have some protection around them, and they feel better, even though they have a hurt arm and they wake up in the morning or something, and it takes maybe a day or two to get back into sync. They know that they're doing something to help the planet, and they're able to get even with the aliens that have been screwing everybody over for, you know, lifetimes upon lifetimes. So for that, most people say, yeah, I don't mind having this little problem that I have. But if it's too much for you, then you can even change your enlistment. And instead of being out in the front fighting aliens in a ship, you can say, yeah, I want to be, you know, on a typewriter or a computer or something like that, or I like cooking food, I want to do something else, and that's perfectly fine, too. Or you can just say, I don't want to do it anymore, and they'll listen to you, and you're no longer enlisted. So as far as detrimental, that's up to you. For myself, you know, I'm on 24/7, and I don't have always good days, especially I should say good nights. And like I think I mentioned, I had two solid nights of sleep in 1 month. Normally I don't have any solid nights of sleep. So that was kind of unusual to go to sleep and to wake up, you know, in the morning. Normally I'm up probably about four or five times a night, just being awake or trying to figure out what's going on to see if something happens. And I'm sure people listening who are enlisted may kind of sense that too. And it's up to you if you want to do what you're doing. But you are fighting aliens. And the only way that you fight them is when they come in, and they're aggressing on you. So, and you're holding the force field around the planet here, preventing things from leaving and things from coming in. So back to you.
Wow, okay, wonderful. Thank you. That's a lot of good information. So at the end of this question, they are asking, is it okay if they can take a break, or can they leave if they choose? And you're kind of saying they can choose to do another job, or can they leave altogether if they want?
Yep, it's your choice, whatever you choose to do. But I'm not enlisting any more people. I had that enlistment was maybe, I did it for maybe a week and a half, I think. About a month and a half ago, thereabouts, and nobody's going to be enlisted anymore. We have plenty of people out there.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope we have enough. I hope we're getting the job done, Ron. That's cool. Okay. All right. Another listener on a different note says, Every morning, I wake up peacefully, still in bed. The aliens will get me out of that, always by some noise, which is a lot like an attack. Is this a timeline?
Well, if you have it happening a lot, you probably have maybe a barcode on you attached to a timeline. So I would say, yes, it would be a timeline that they're running on you. And it may be tied into the physical time, maybe the exact time each day. You can check your clock and just see if it goes off, you know. But everything is timelines. If you're not in the present moment, then you are on a timeline. It's very, very simple. And if you're not in the present moment, then you're physically not here. You're in a fabrication. You're in a cloned reality, cloned Earth, cloned planets. That's what we have that on the website. And that is where you are. So that's why I'm going to do the mind to heart drop and not to get emotional. The main thing is don't get emotional. That's why we have the emotional clearing on the website to put you into peace. That's the first clearing that you need and must do if you wish to have anything that you're working with on the light ship. The pre-clearings will work, but you need to get that emotional full lifetime clearing. And then that will bring peace to you. And then you start realizing that you don't want to be in the drama and trauma. And also you may, like we talked about before, you might may find yourself becoming more of a loner type person and not wanting to be with the people with all the duality stuff because they will bring you into their timeline. And you've already cleared yourself out, so why would you want to be back in duality? So back to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about the emotional whole life clearing. So I know some people have thought possibly in the past that if they do their emotional whole life clearing, that you're kind of saying, well, emotions are bad, which I don't think is at all what you're saying. Or they feel that if they did their emotional whole life clearing, they might never have an emotion again, which is also not true. So would you like to explain for maybe the new people how it works? My understanding was that it takes away the effects that emotions have had on your body and are storing it in your body, and it just takes away that heaviness. But then you, of course, will continue to have emotions, but it's best to do the mind-to-heart drop then.
Yeah, you sort of said it correctly there. Yeah, the emotions are already with you. And so what you do, the emotional whole lifetime clearing, then it clears away your past reality of emotions that was activated by your DNA. So you're actually releasing the DNA energy that's activated in this lifetime. And then you become more peaceful. So once you realize that it's much better to be in peace than to deal with emotions, to have the energy go up and down and back and forth, where you're bringing the energy into you and going on to timelines. So the emotional clearing can help you to get off of timelines. Remember, once you do the clearing, your past is cleared. Your future is not. And that's up to you to either get the unlimited version to go into your future as you're living life here and people bring you into more DNA activations of the emotional body and your DNA. And so as you start seeing things, hearing things, which is other people doing that to you, although you have to maybe want to watch TV or whatever, but, you know, once you clear your emotions, then you're going to be more stable and you're going to be more peaceful. So the emotional clearing makes you peaceful. I guess the answer is, do you want to be on the roller coaster ride, living the extremes of life here, or do you want to be peaceful? And that emotional clearing can make you peaceful. Naturally, you have other energetic bodies, too, besides your emotional body, that can also be contaminated. So maybe just doing the emotional clearing may not be enough for you. You have to look at yourself. Everybody, you know, has, you know, a different natal chart on how the aliens want to control you. So when you look at that, you go, yeah, you know, I deal with traumas a lot. Well, the emotional body is not going to really affect your traumas. It might dampen it down somewhat, but if your trauma body is contaminated, just by clearing the emotional body, it's not going to clear that body. Maybe you live in fear. That's another body. So you need to figure out what other bodies you may want to do if you're not in peace after doing the emotional clearing. So the whole thing is, you know, do you want to be really happy and then go to being really sad? That's what you're doing. You're on that roller coaster ride. Or would you rather be peaceful? So that's your choice of what you want to do. So back to you.
Yes, definitely. I've seen people who are, like, have the most tragic thing happen to them, and then they're, like, hysterically laughing, like, oh, well, at least I feel happy now. And it wasn't until I started listening to the archives that I realized that only because they went so low do they have to get so high, and then they have to get low again, and then they have to get high again. And I was like, oh, wow, that's such a roller coaster. And I realized that doing the emotional whole life clearing is the way to get yourself off the roller coaster, even though you kind of can't help being on the roller coaster anyway. So you might as well give yourself a break every now and then and do the emotional whole life clearing to just, you know, it's like getting off the roller coaster for a little while, and then maybe, unfortunately, you get back on because something happens, but at least it gives you a little break every now and then whenever you, you know, remember to do it. So it's really nice.
Yeah, so your emotion is like, you know, running, you know. So on the duality aspect of running, you know, you can only run so fast. So the aliens give you situations on how fast you can run. So we'll just say that you're running really fast in one direction, and so that would be, say, your negative emotions. And you can't go any faster. They go, well, you know, this is too bad. We got all the energy out this person, and we need some more energy. So we'll have to go the other direction, and now it'll be happiness. So you go from sadness to happiness because you only can go so far in one direction. And then they take the energy away from you when you're really, really happy. But what are you doing to your body? What's your body going through? You know, do you like being in sadness? You know, people will say, yeah, I like being happy. But when you're happy, you're going to know that it's duality. Aliens gave you duality. And so now you are going to be bringing yourself energy of the opposite intensity because that's the way it works. And if you don't deal with the negative, you know, just say that you listen to me and you go, Ron, I'm always happy. I'm always laughing and giggling. Well, the duality is still happening to you. So you're suppressing this. And where are you suppressing it? Where are you compressing the energy in your body? What's happening to you? Because that's the way life is here. It's, everything's in duality. The aliens brought that here. And then you're on those timelines. So for me, it's just really simple. You have to look at it. You want to be on timelines, the timelines to hell, you know, or do you want to be peaceful? You have to decide, do I want to have peace? So if you're listening to me and you go, you know, I don't know about this here. I don't understand it. You want to be peaceful. If you don't want to be peaceful, then, you know, don't listen to any of the programs. We talk about being peaceful. Live your duality, you know, and enjoy that if that's where you want to go. I'll kind of bring you peace. The only way to get peaceful is to get off of timelines. Then you're helping yourself getting out of the control of the aliens. They will replicate you and put you on timelines, which means that you're not here on this planet. You're a hologram then. And you're experiencing life not on this planet. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask if we could do a healing. Somebody wants a healing for our breathing. They have been breathing in some toxic air and some dust.
Okay, let's do the pre-clearing, the alien oxygen clearing. There's different types of oxygens listed there. So I'll just do the silver one, see if that helps you. And here we go. Clear away the detrimental codes. And we'll use the word silver which would be a certain, maybe I'll use the word frequency, a certain type of energy, and that's what it's going to be. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So just see if that's helping you. And go through all those different energies for oxygen. And then, you know, if you're having a breathing problem, is that tied into you emotionally? Do you have something attached to your body that's causing a problem? Do you have some alien hardware or something on you? You know, are your lungs real lungs? Are they alien lungs or are they human lungs? You know, that's what we do on the different calls. So we get out of the box and, you know, allow you to experience a different way of living as you get stuff released from you. All I can do is release things from you. That's detrimental. And then from there, your spirit comes back into your body, or it can take up more territory because it cannot come into darkness. So remember, each time you think of something and you're not in the present moment, then you're storing that energy somewhere in your body. So just know that you don't want to do that. So back to you.
Okay. Well, another one of our listeners just wrote in. They say, I have to say, in my neck of the woods, people are so much friendlier lately. Going into the store, they're better. People are smiling and saying hi. It kind of feels like the olden days. So maybe that has to do with the new energies around.
Well, I won't say it's new energy. What I will say is that the aliens that were bringing the bad energy in here, they're being taken out. Terminated, okay, killed. And from there, the energies that they were bringing here, maybe doing their mantras and their meditations and going to their sacred sites and their rituals and stuff like that, if they're not here, they can't do that. And so they're not. So the energy that's coming in here is probably no longer here, so you're feeling the planet as being changed. The planet really isn't changing. The frequency is not going up on it. It's just becoming what it used to be. And the energy that was contaminating it is being released. Back to you.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. We have a notice here about the Saturday healing. It says, hello, Ron. Just wondering if you can add me to as an absentee listener. Even if I do, okay, so I believe what they're asking is, can they do the Saturday healing call absentee?
Yes, they can. Uh-huh. And if you do the call this Saturday, put out water for yourself so that the water can be charged. I'll talk about the frequency. People always thought, well, the planet's raising its frequency. So right away, if it's raising its frequency, if you live in a different resonant frequency, is your body going to be able to work at a different frequency? Probably not. Well, tree live, you know, or grass live if the frequency has changed. It was created initially at a certain vibration to be there. So if the planet changes frequency, are you going to blink your eye when it changes and see no grass around because it can't live here? So it has to be in sync with the planet energy. So everything here is created with its own frequency that the Earth Spirit brought it here to, or created it to be here. So it's not going to change. But what's changing is that the energy that's causing problems here is leaving. And so people can interpret that as like the planet is raising its vibration. Well, it's not raising it at all. It's just becoming what it used to be. So that's the way you have to look at it. Because everything is what it is. And it was created here to be living here, whatever that would be. So if it did change its frequency, it couldn't exist here because it would not resonate to what's here to begin with. So back to you.
Wow, goodness, I have heard so much speculation on exactly what people think might happen about the fifth dimension and all these types of things, but when you explain it, it just seems so, like, almost normal. Like, yep, there you go. It's always a good explanation, Ron, so thank you. Okay, so we have another question, and it is going back to maybe, it says May 28th. You were discussing how to do the act of, I believe it was bringing your spirit back to yourself that you had sent off to the New Earth transfer clearing. And so they're asking to kind of reiterate, what do you mean and exactly how to do that? And I believe the suggestions were to put that information in the light infusion clearing or in the special clearing.
Yeah, I would just say listen to the program over again.
Okay.
Because for me right now, even though it was on the 28th, that's like 100 years to me.
Okay.
I live in the moment. Right. If you ask me something that maybe happened even on this show earlier, I don't have any recall. So,
that's fine.
But, you know, right now, just go back and listen to the archive and listen to it maybe a bunch of times, because you may be hearing something, but the aliens are giving you implants, so you can't understand what's being talked about. Normally, when I describe something, it's normally pretty thorough. So listen to it again and again and see what you get out of it. But, you know, we talked about bringing the energy that you have in the earth transport. All of your clearings that you have had are there, and you're there because a piece of you is there, so it's like a copy of you, and you bring that to yourself, probably on either the light infusion chamber clearing or maybe the special clearing, I think. And, you know, but listen to the archives to get the information. So back to you.
Okay, great. She does list actually the exact date, so if people want to write it down, it was May 28th, 2016, and they believe that it was described somewhere around the hour mark or around 54 minutes. Yes, so that would be the day to take a look at. Okay, that was an interesting one. I did it, and it was very strong, so that's all I really have to say about it, but it was very good to do, I believe. Okay. Well, I'm trying to find another email here, Ron. Okay, this one is about for clearing money. I was wondering if you can tell me, what is a good clearing for me about money in order for me to eliminate the implants that are causing me problems?
I didn't quite understand the question. So what's the question again?
I believe that they're having issues with money. Probably not enough, but it could be too much. And they're wondering if there are implants that are causing those problems, or is there some other types of healings that you would suggest?
Well, you first, what I'd say about money, you know, if you don't have money, then you need to, in a sense, figure out why you don't have it. So, you know, let's just say that you don't have money, and I'll say that means that you're poor. Now, if you have money, that means that you're rich. Okay, we'll just kind of use that very simply. So now you have to own that you are poor, because you are poor. So you need to understand and own that reality before you can change. Now, is aliens giving you implants for that? Yeah, very possibly, but you're still being poor because you can't get out of your box of being poor, which means not having money. Now, you may have wealth everywhere else in your life. Maybe you have a lot of boyfriends or girlfriends, so, you know, but you're looking at money situations. So, you do have abundance of something, but you need to own where you are. That's the whole thing. If you can't own your reality where you are, then you're never going to be able to change. Because you have to go through the process of owning your reality. So one way is to do what I call that negative little ditty where you need to own it. How does it make you feel? So you could say, I love being poor. I use the word love because that's the way I started off doing this here. So I love being poor. And right away you're going to say, I don't know if I like that or not, because I don't want to be in that reality because I'm doing an affirmation that I'm poor. Well, you're already poor. You're already in that soup mix of being poor. And then how does it make you feel? That's where it's stuck in you, and probably in your feeling body or in your physical body. So you can say, I love being poor, and then how does it make you feel? I don't feel too well being poor. The next thing is, what happens if you're really poor? Are you going to lose your car, lose your house, and kind of work on that? So you want to get something that makes you want to actually probably throw up. When you get that core issue, whatever it is, because there's an issue there, which is what you're living, is creating your reality. So I love being poor, and I love eating out of trash cans. That may be furthest away from your reality, but that's what could happen. Or I love being homeless. Or I love not having any clothes. I have old clothes. Whatever your situation is that you fear the most, that's what you want to release out of you. I keep saying that 1,000 or more times out loud. I get somebody to help you. Maybe one of your friends is kind of in the same boat as you. And so get one of your friends to say it with you. And then if you start feeling kind of green behind the gills there, then you want to stop and get something that's positive, like you're a nice person and, you do have friends, something to change the energy in case you can't hit rock bottom. You must hit rock bottom. Which for most people, that would mean probably sobbing, crying. And then you're going to realize that how could this word of being poor, just a bunch of letters making the word poor, have all this power over you? Because it prevents you from changing. Because you're living in that alien keyword. It created that duality for you. It's in your DNA. They gave you the DNA. There's no DNA in light. There's no record or histories or her stories in the DNA. So what you want to do then is keep saying it out loud till you hit rock bottom, and then keep saying it more and more until you come out of it. It could take you 2 or 3 hours, and you may feel exhausted afterwards, but you're going to probably be crying at the end with tears of joy, we'll say, because you realize that you've been screwed over by the aliens, and now you can get out of it, now that being poor means nothing to you. And now you can change because you owned your reality. You actually got rid of that situation. And now you're at free choice to choose. Do you want to be poor again? Because you're now up even, at the center of the fulcrum there. So now you can choose. Do you want to go be poor or to be rich? It's up to you. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you're never going to become well. And if you're a person that has an issue, one of those C issue words or something, then you need to look at that and claim that in your life to get rid of it. So that's one thing that you can do, but you have to own your reality. Now, if you look at it, people that will say are rich, using that term, if you see people wearing suits all the time and they make a lot of money, because they're doing that, and they can afford expensive suits. Well, are they poor? Poor is not even in their reality. So they're rich, and they know that they're rich. Are they going to hang out with poor people? No, they don't want to be slimed by that energy of being poor. So you probably all understand that. And so they're holding their space of being rich. I'm not saying that they won't ever be poor, but they're holding on to that reality. But, you want to be peaceful. So if you can be peaceful, that's the way the light ship works. You find out where you want to be, and you become peaceful, and then you manifest from that peace. So if you wanted to be rich, we'll say then you manifest the richness that you can comprehend, okay, in peace energy. And then you can be peaceful being rich because you live in that peace reality of richness. So, back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's interesting. I know you can see like, oh, rich people hang out with rich people and poor people hang out with poor people. But, okay. So I just wanted to remind everybody before the show ends, we just have a few more minutes, that we also have the other special call this month, the Body Organ Restoration Call, and that is going to be on Monday, June 27th, and that's at 5:15 Pacific time, so that's going to be after the Monday show, so 15 minutes after the Monday show. And that call is a $50 donation, and we're going to do it the same way as we do the other donation calls. So you send Ron a PayPal donation on the website and then send him the receipt the week before the event, and he will send you back the call-in numbers and the PIN. And that is an incredible call. I believe it is the third time we've done it. It could be the fourth time. I am not quite sure right now. But it is a great call. Ron can read his audience, of course. You all know that. And can pick out all the organs and basically kind of clean them up. So a lot of people have things going on that they don't even know about. So it's a very, very, very beneficial call to be on. And I believe we have confirmation that this is only the third time that it has been done. It's a very important call. So especially if you know people that are having different types of issues, it might be good to encourage them to come onto this particular call. Okay, Ron, we have just a few more minutes, so I don't know if you want me to go into one more thing that somebody wrote here. This pertains to what we were speaking about earlier. It says, roller coaster of emotions are often labeled as manic depression and have something to do with hormones. And then it says, to reinforce a diagnosis affecting certain parts of the brain, mind, and consciousness. So it's interesting that, yeah, the roller coaster of emotions has to do with, like, a trip going on in your brain, your mind. And I know you always say that mind energy is alien energy.
Yep, it's very possible. So, yep, the whole thing is to become peaceful and to own the reality where you are so you can make a change. Otherwise, you can't change anything unless you own your reality. So everybody is where they are because they're owning where they are. Or they're living where they are. They may not have owned it yet, but they do have that energy with them. But in the sense they owned it, but because they're living there, it's a little complicated here. You are where you are because you created that energy, okay? Your DNA created it for you. So you're living there. If you want to do a change, then you must own where you are and not get upset or regret where you are. Because if you do that, then you cannot physically change. So you have to be in neutral with where you are. That's what I'm trying to say. And then you can get in the present moment and look for a way to move into another reality, which is out there. Remember, there's all kinds of realities. Just drive down different streets in different towns. You're going to see different types of houses. That's a different reality, you know. And just know that you can change if you wish to change. You can't fight it and be upset with where you are, because you won't change that way. So, we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. If anybody has done that, I used to call it a negative affirmation, whatever word you want to use there, owning your reality. If anybody has done that, if you could send us maybe a little testimonial, that would be great, send it to the radio program here. on where you used to be and where you are now, and if that's helped you or not. It'd be great to get pass it on to other people, that information on what you have done and how it's helped you. So let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. So you need to say out loud, I now command my spirit. And the next part is to take the thoughts in my head and drop them to my heart. So here we go. You just said that. I can say it again. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in tonight. Blessings. And tomorrow is our alien call, getting rid of the replicas of you, 5:30 Pacific. And blessings. Hope to see you on the Saturday and Sunday calls. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.